Fellow Freedom fans, you're back here with David Allen Carmichael in the Faith and Freedom Show. I'm talking to Greg Pound, and we also have somebody named Joanne, and she's going to tell us her story. I'll just tell you what started this. Again, sometimes you get too much bad news at once, and you just got to chill out and breathe a little bit. But this is actually really what's happening, and it's kind of in the backdrop. It's hidden. And the start of the show, I talked about this child welfare workers' falsified data from a report in the Tampa Tribune that more than 70 Florida child welfare workers falsified records in the last 2 years. And I'll just give you a list of some of the things that are happening. Police discovered 4 foster children living in tents in a yard of Wildwood House with no running water, food, or clean clothing the day after a caseworker reported she had inspected the home. And by the way, I know people who are taking care of foster children. It's big bucks.
Yep.
A child wound up living with an uncle awaiting trial on child rape charges after a Hardy County caseworker lied about making home visits. And somebody's making big bucks. 2 Hernando County children living with a grandfather who had been arrested for allegedly abusing his own children. Allegedly. Okay. A caseworker dropped a girl off at her aunt's for a weekend visit, but never returned, stranding the girl there for 3 or 4 months. And folks, and their report went on to say that that even the Florida's child protection, child whatever they call these guys, is they're overmanned or undermanned, so to speak. They get a whole lot more kids than they're supposed to really handle under federal program, but it doesn't stop the funding, because really the more kids they have, the more funds they get. So before we're going to ask Joanne. Thanks for coming on the show, Joanne. Go ahead and tell us what you're going to tell. Just what is your situation there near Miami?
Well, it's changed a great deal to the point where I have become an invisible grandmother. I no longer am part of the family. I'm just a past tense figure. I raised the children, and now their mother is getting custody of them. But they have endured so many indignities that it should not happen in the home of the free and the brave. The country has become so blatantly lackadaisical to the point where swastikas don't apply only to Jewish people, but to all people. Unfortunately, the children are the people that suffer the most.
Well, tell us specifically your situation. What did you say? They said that they suffered indignities.
Locked in the house, starved. They ran away. The 2 of the younger boys, they ran away. And the foster parent called the police and said that they ran away. Of course they did, because they were hungry, and they called home. And when they called home, they informed us that they hadn't eaten in days. And the hotline was called, and nothing at all was done about it.
And I will tell you, those foster care people are getting big bucks for that food money. I mean, they're getting, it's way beyond food money. So, I mean, there's a significant amount of money that it should easily be spent on food. So those are the kind of things that your grandchildren suffered. And they're back now with their mother. Well, that's good.
Well, we were told that that they would be returned on the 24th, but we've seen the scenario before where they said, like a yo-yo effect, that this would happen on a positive note for the children, and that would happen, and none of those things happened. They made me invisible, and I'm praying to the good Lord that this does not occur now.
Okay, thank you, Joanne. Hey, Greg, you were telling me about something about where they set you up with a situation where they say, okay, if you'll jump through the following hoops, then you'll have your children back. Tell us about the situation that this is for Greg. I want Greg's answer here. They gave you a bunch of hoops to jump through. And then you jump through hoops, or tried to jump through hoops, and are obstructed in your jumping. And then, of course, even when you got through some of the hoops, it turned out that the game plan changed.
Yeah, well, after about a year of jumping through like 72 hoops or 72 goals they wanted you to accomplish, one of them might have been teaching your kids about being homosexual, lesbian, gay, and bisexual at 5 years old. And if the listeners would simply go to the website called silencechristians.com and see what Planned Parenthood is doing, this was the Planned Parenthood program here in Pinellas County. And you just see what they're doing for money, and it's all about money. But it's not only the money, but there's a moral twist. We have to remember, like it says, like when you take the D off devil, you've got the word evil left over, and it says the love of money is the root of all evil. So these people are receiving money for doing evil, doing the work of the devil. They're getting paid for it, and they're not building strong families. They're destroying our children. Our children are going to have psychological and emotional problems all their lives. They're going to end up in prison, or they're putting them on psychotropic drugs in the state of Florida. Like, it's just, I mean, it's constantly putting the children on drugs at 5 years old.
Okay, hey, Greg, I want you to get back to that specifically. What kind of hoops? You just did it real quickly. I want you to, there was a lot more to it than that. And I think sometimes when people hear a lot of conclusions, which you're right on your conclusions, no doubt, but they don't know how you got there. See, you're trying to sum it up for everybody, but they don't know what kind of things you faced trying to solve. Okay, it's like, okay, you have no authority to be ripping my family apart, but I'm stuck. You got a knife at my back. Let me jump through hoops. Tell the details of that so people are really, you know, can imagine themselves in the same situation.
Okay, well, most of the hoops were scheduled. They were like parenting classes, psychological evaluation, domestic violence class. And all these things, you get an attorney. The attorney says, well, why do you want to take a domestic violence class for a year? This has nothing to do with domestic violence. It's an accidental dog bite. And then they wanted us to, and what happens, we had exemptions to have our kids not to be immunized because we didn't want mercury put in their bodies and all this other stuff. So we had to hire an attorney out of Miami to defend us there, which costed thousands of dollars. All these hoops had to do with the violation of our protection over our children. Our children didn't watch television. They told us, well, your kids are going to have to watch TV. Our children didn't eat sugar. You said you're going to have to feed your kids sugar. My son at 4 years old didn't have no cavities. After 1 year of being in the state's custody, he had six cavities, six big cavities, where he even had to have a root canal done them at 4 years old, from 4 to 5.
So
the
really,
whole
so
was you... that they take away your children, then you got to voluntarily give up your rights and give up your kids. And the list was 72 goals, 72 hoops. And you would, and the list just goes on and on. I mean, the list, you could, whatever you can think of, you had to do it.
Now, what about when you were on the plan? Did you have situations like, aha, okay, you've reached this milestone. Oh, we've changed the requirements. Did that happen?
Exactly. I filed it in the court. I showed him. The case plan was like 24 pages. Then they went ahead and they changed the case plan. They added stuff to it, and it's like they constantly changed the goal. You have a goal, you get to it. They said, "Well, we're going to change the goal now. You got to do this." And what they do is the whole intent is to break the people down, to break the parents down. After seeing my kids 1 hour a month for 1 year, when you go in and see those kids for 1 hour, and you know you're only going to see them for a month, the kids are crying, the parents are crying. And you're in there broken, trying to do everything you can, and the kids keep asking, when can we come home? When are we going to see you again? But you only see them 1 hour a month, and this is for the best interest of your family and your children. In America, you better wake up and see what they're doing to us. They're torturing us and our kids, and it breaks the parents down. You have to get a hard heart. You have to become hard towards your kids and towards the circumstances, and most parents, after 3 years of that, they just walk away and give up. They can't deal with it.
Hey, I'm going to break in here. You're listening to the Eagle 104.3 FM. I'm David Allen Carmichael. I introduced this Faith and Freedom show, and my shtick is I talk about the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. Folks, we have got to get on the ball. If you're sitting back, I really want you to think about this. If you're sitting back and these things aren't affecting you, you've just heard them. You know, you see the entertainment of the catastrophes happening around the world. There's catastrophes happening here. And a lot of people have been given comfort. They've been given abilities. They've been given resources. They've been given time. They've been given leisure. But I remember reading in the Bible about Lazarus and the rich man. And there was this time where the rich man had a good, comfortable life. And Lazarus had gone through life suffering, just suffering, sort of like maybe what Mr. Pound and his family are experiencing. And what happened is, when it came down to it later for eternity, the rich man called out and he said, "Hey, could you just get Lazarus to give a little water on my tongue to ease my torment?" And he says, "Can he go tell Lazarus to go tell my brothers, hey, you better listen to this Jesus guy, because it's not going to pay for you later." And he says, "Hey," and the response was, "Look, you had your opportunity. They had the Bible right there. Their blood's on their own head." Okay? And so that is supposedly a story, and it's supposed to be a little allegory. But I really wonder, because it turns out there was a guy in the New Testament called Lazarus who was raised from the dead. So I'm not really sure if it was just supposed to be a figurative parable, or was it really a true story? You know what I mean? I mean, we know the message is true, but it may very well be that the example was factual. So I'm putting that pleading out there. And I just hope that people are motivated. Greg Pound's website is rescuemykids.com. He's doing everything he can. He's being an advocate for families and children. He's actually getting involved to make a difference for other people. But you know what? There's a certain amount of fighting that he's doing that disables him from actually engaging in what normally people would just be able to get by and go through their work every day and go on vacation and save up for Christmas presents and things like that. I expect, without interviewing him over this, there's things that Greg Pound doesn't have the ability to do because of this incredible war that's going on for the sake of his family. So I'm just saying all that. I'm kind of preaching. But I just want to let you know, think about it. LibertyWorksRadioNetwork.com. Think about participating. Think about what we're doing here. Think about maybe, okay, if you don't have to advertise, but you know a good cause you'd like to advertise, why don't you contact, we'll contact the radio station, have them advertise your good cause. It'll pay for our airtime. Because right now, folks, we're doing it. It's coming from our own hip pockets. And, you know, and sometimes my schedule gets interrupted that I don't get to go out and do extra soccer referee to pay for airtime. Folks, we're giving our lives for this. Would you like to partner with us? Partner with Greg Pound. Get on his website, rescuemykids.com, and see if you can help Greg one way or the other. Got a lawyer out there. Hey, lawyer, how would you like to get a little pro bono credit? I think we can find a way to get you a lot of pro bono credit for the next 20 years. Maybe even you can get a couple of lawyers together to really give to this effort, to really partner and say, wow, there's probably 1,200 people in Florida that could use our help and might even give $10 a month on this. There's something that needs to be done, and it needs to be done en masse. Now, I usually don't come in and parade that message there, but Greg, we got about a minute till we go on the next break. Do you have anything to add to that?
Well, Dave, I'd just like to say we have to remember what it says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. It says, "Endure hardness as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. We're in a war. What happens, we have people on the front line, and there's people who have to be behind them, the supply line. And, what's going on here? I mean, I'm in a situation where I cannot back up. They've got my kids. They're going to either have to kill me or give me my kids back, but I there's no room for me to back up. I mean, I'm not in a war where I can retreat. It's either go forward or die."
And the thing is, it's a fight for liberty. It's not with guns. It's with truth.
Exactly. And so people can pray. One of the most important things... We need financial support. We need attorneys to help us. What we need is, though, the power of prayer, people to pray.
Okay, thank you, Greg. Hey, stay on the phone. I'm going to close this out, but I got my bumper kicking in. Our website is faithfreedoms.org. You can tune in right now to live video streaming. You can listen to LibertyWorksRadioNetwork.com 24 hours a day. Participate. Become a member of Liberty Works Radio Network. Let's take this across the nation. Let's make a difference. Let's salt and light. Let's do what we're supposed to do. Ultimately, we'll be held accountable. We shall return.